How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Here I am with the music category. I'm from Harleysville, Pennsylvania, right outside Philadelphia. So, how do you feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Where you wanted to be?
Is it ever?
You do have the most improved.
Yes. 2 years in a row, so we really slept a while back.
There's nothing wrong with your score now. A lot of people who give a lot of money for this kind of score. So you're right in a good position. Is your goal to keep improving? And sure it is. I'm sure it is. So it's good. And so any new guys? Who's new?
One rookie, yeah.
Awesome. Welcome. Do you want me to talk about music category or smidgen? Or are you okay? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah? It would be fine to give him a couple sentences.
Just a couple of sentences. Awesome. The first thing we do, we look at if the music is barbershop. Is it well written in barbershop style? And it is. Both are Back to Smile and Baby Medley. Very awesome. Very good. Good, solid songs. The second thing we do is we look at how much you as musicians and your musicality, how much do you understand the music and how much can bring the arrangement and the song to life. In other words, you could be singing notes and words, or you can understand a little bit more about the music. Is it a lyrical song or is it a rhythmic song, and how well do I just keep pace with that rhythm and I'm true to that, whatever's written down, and how well do I as a musician, how well can I translate that music and bring it to life? Does that make sense? Any questions? My time is your time. What would you like from me?
We'd like to hear what you have to think. What's the first reason you put your head down and wrote something?
Oh, I usually write intro. I guess the word I write down is, why is she writing right away? We haven't even sung yet. Then I write the title of the song up here. So here are the things.
He's not in your...
Yeah, I mean, that's what we all do. That's why you see the heads go down when you start. Boom, and up. And if we write, it's not always, you know, stuff to correct. I write down stuff that, wow, this is great. This is their strength. This is where they're building blocks. This is why they're scoring at this level. This is why they're most improved for the second year in a row. And that what I'm seeing is there's nice singing, there's tender color, there's it's light. You're developing somewhat the phrase endings, and you're putting some energy. Because your overall score was, what, around 74, 75?
73, I think.
Yeah, so music, here we are, 76, 73, and 75, and then in the second song, 73, 73, 72. Very consistent, too, which gives me the impression that, hey, there's a consistent performer. That's giving me, you know, they know where they are at a certain level, they're right there, but they're not giving me any mixed messages, which is really good. Because when you have mixed messages, then you go, man, there's one part that's really on the weaker side. But you're not there. You are definitely, you know, you're at a very even scale right now. Tune very well, it's involved, it's fun, you've got a good plan on the second song. And those are things that I have written down and said, look, ace on those. So what we need now to do is we need to clean up a little bit of the timing. And in Baby, we heard there's just some things that I want to just have a little bit more pulse on, or I just want to have a little bit more steady rhythm on. I want to hear everybody on that same rhythm. Some of us maybe not right in that pocket, as we say as a musician, you're right in the pocket. Some of us aren't in that pocket, so we can either work on some of that. I need to hear in both songs a little bit more use of some of the embellishments and know what embellishments are. And what are they? They're the swipes that we use. They're the echoes. They're the bass pickups. They're things that other people do while maybe one person is holding, one part is holding. Those are all things that are important that the arranger put into the music for a reason. For a reason. And so these are all things that we can work on. Attacks and releases, again, everybody's coming off and on and just making everything nice and precise and in sync so that the music all comes together. So if you had a choice, where would you like to start? Because you've already had two judges in and working on other songs, right? You've been singing. So
we spent time with on the ballot, and we spent the next guy on the afternoon.
And all the intros or the ends or the tags or the middle part or whatever. You choose whatever you want.
Pattern, my baby.
Oh, a nice one. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So just pick it up just before the pattern.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And run through the pattern from your smart guys.
Start a baby one.
Okay, light at the stump. Baby won't. I don't know what key it is in there. That'd be flat. Okay, one, two, ready.
Baby, won't you please come home, come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone, alone. My honey, I have tried in vain. Never no more to call you.
So when we were singing, we need vocal energy, we need the song to travel, we need the words to travel, we need the sound to be constant through the whole thing, and then we have a breath and then we sing the next phrase. So the breath, believe it or not, is part of the music, right? This is probably not the first time you've heard of this. So the breath is part of the music. What does that mean? Is that right now you da 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 da. Right? Dum-ba-da. It's got to be taken, everybody together, so that that synchronization is so pristine that you can just, like, be right in everybody's body here, living that. There's no doubt about it where that is. So try that. When you sing and sing and sing, fill that up and put that energy through. But when you take that breath, take it all together and put it on the next phrase, it's like, oh, by the way, right? As opposed to sing, 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 sing. Breath, sing, 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 sing. Difference.
When I first started, they called that run and stop.
Run and stop. And stop.
One, two, ready.
Here we go.
Baby, won't you please come home, come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone.
Make it last, make it last. So that sounded like there was more energy, it was more connected, the more interest musically, because now you're giving us the storyline and you're not letting that go. You're not going for a coffee and a smoke, right? You're just right there, and then bam, you're breathing and you're on to the next phrase. That makes it interesting. Now, when you get this part here, now, can we smooth that out a little bit? You want that? You want it as staccato?
You ask them if they can. I'm tired of asking.
So let's play here. Okay, here we go. So when we're going to sing that, so everybody kind of go from this side here, and you're going to just travel. Make it. What was that?
It was a phone.
Oh. Hello?
And now it's not a phone.
Yes. So everybody just play on this, and then you're going to still feel that rhythm. One, two, three, and four. Is that what you want?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Okay, so everybody has to play and take your right arm or left arm. I don't care. But you're going to travel with this. And one. Blow the pitch so you can get there. One, two, three, and
when you broke my heart.
And then there's some shorter ones. You want to be the duck on the water, man. You want to be that duck that you don't even see the feet, but underneath it's going blah, 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 like this. But it's... And then it's... Got it? That's very technical.
One, two, ready.
Hey!
When you let you go, my heart.
Choppy. right? Because we're going to put that in until it is part of how we sing. Did it sound different?
Yeah. Did it sound different?
Yes.
Did it feel different?
Yes.
Because singing is a feeling. Singing is a feeling, correct? If we feel it a couple of times, we, you know, to reproduce it, it's going to be much easier if we know what it feels like. Because in the big battle of things when we're on stage, either it'd be at a contest, 6 minutes, or at one of our performances, we want to sing the same way at our performances. We don't want to go back to the other one. So we know what to do. We need to feel, reproduce that at one point without this, but this is going to be your aid. It's going to be your crutch for now to do that because it seems to work right now. So you'll do that. Do that in rehearsal so that one thing, if ever you come across something else in another song that has the same
feeling
thing, then you just apply that. Physical connection. Kinetics. And then boom. But music has different feels. Like we have the long and da 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 da, and the next one is da 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 da, and that makes it interesting as well, because now you've just changed it from one set of phrases to the next set of phrases, but you've kept the same tempo. But within, you can play with that and make it more interesting, as opposed to keeping it the same way. So the next one is what?
We're getting back to the back tank.
So the leads have the storytelling. Meanwhile, the basses, you're going to change your job, okay? We're going to ask you to change your job. Play with us for a second here. So your job now is to become the leads, because the leads have a new job. The leads have a storytelling job. Whereas the basses now have the lead job. So you are leaders. You're the leadership of the chorus. So when you have that little... But that's what we want, because we're going to hang our hats on what you do. Meanwhile, the leads can have freedom of doing the storytelling. So again, I just want to hear the basses do that. Can you pick it up from that? He's got the giggles. That needs to sleep.
Bum 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 bum. 1, 2, 3.
Send that to me, then my shadows in the fly.
One more time. Well, just a little bit more bite in it. I just want to see that. 1, 2, 3, and.
I'll be gloomy, send that to me, then my shadows in the fly.
So do this for me. Do this. Everybody here is going to go. Oompa, 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 oompa. Can you feel that thing going on here? Do that, you almost have that little thing. You have to feel all those little triplets in the middle and all that little extra little beat. Everybody together, please, four parts on that same spot. Can you get there? Get your notes?
1, 2, 3.
So that's what you want to do, is you want to become the orchestra. Us barbershoppers don't have accompaniment. I like it that way. But we have to change. Yes,
Can we go into that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so here's the exercise.
No.
Those are the kind of things you need to exercise, and we'll do that in a second. We'll absolutely do that. What we need to explain and backtrack a little bit is that we're the orchestra, every one of our parts, because we don't have accompaniments. We become instruments. So what I do a lot with a chorus, I direct a chorus in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, the North Pennsylvania, thank you very much. And we do a lot of that. We do a lot of instrumentation. My mind is crazy, so I can hear orchestra all the time. It started when I was very young, like when I was born. And that's what I hear in this little part. So doing that, and it may be different for another part, right? Because it won't be the same rhythm. So each one of those will have a little different rhythm. So start that again. Sing that 1, 2, 3, 4. But it's still in your mind when you're singing those notes so that everybody is in exactly the same pocket and you all agree. And that's why we have everybody go the wow, and then you go to the next part. Got it? So now can we get into it?
We can start to stomp. Practice all that stuff. Right? How about their words? Obey me, you won't be pleased. So it's a B flat there.
Baby, won't you please come home?
It does.
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's really good. And then at the end, we just want to make sure that the basses don't get out of any of their nice, beautiful ensemble that they had before when they were singing together. And you can start that right there with a bundle of energy and just, volume doesn't come from louder, but the volume comes from a little bit of burn at the end. And that's all you need to do, basses, is just kind of bring that forward a little bit. And that's a singing thing. But, you know, musicality comes out when you just apply by those technical things. Not through volume, but through energy, through the sound.
Real Tim Brooks echo there?
Oh, and I'm calling you. Hello. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Sounded wonderful. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.